This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. University of Louisiana System Day at the Capitol Wednesday treated lawmakers and visitors alike to a performance by the Grambling State Band. But inside the building, officials and students from the nine-school system had serious concerns for the House Appropriations Committee. Aaron Fernandez is the student body president at Southeastern University.
HB 1 in its current form includes a cut of $18 million to higher education.
The bill outlining next fiscal year's budget also includes an underfunded top scholarship program. Given the popularity of the scholarship, Governor Edwards is recommending it be fully funded if more revenue is realized. TOPS is underfunded in the current budget as well. Representative Beryl Amade asked how students were responding to that. John Pierce is the student body president at Northwestern State University. He says the uncertainty around TOPS encourages students to look at options outside of Louisiana.
As funding is dissipating for TOPS and it's just becoming a bleak reality that you have to take on more and more loans, why not go somewhere else?
Some reforms are being considered to make TOPS more affordable for the state. Representative Pat Smith supports requiring TOPS students to complete 30 hours per year instead of the current 12 hours per semester.
We have to begin to rethink, how do we get students on time graduated in 4 years?
And two bills this session aim to eventually raise the GPA requirement to qualify for the scholarship from a 2.5 to a 3.0. Today, the Senate Education Committee will take a look at two other bills concerning TOPS adjustments. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from IEM, Worldwide Disaster Management from Louisiana since 1985. I think, therefore IEM, and Southern Strategy Group. Governmental relations in Baton Rouge.